Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of Her Success Podcast. And it's your favorite host here, Miss Princess Susie. Okay. So I just want to first start off and apologize and say that I'm sorry that I haven't been posting consistently. I basically just wanted to come on here and give you guys a video podcast and give you guys a full experience. It's one thing that you guys could hear me, but I think seeing me would, you know, give you guys more of an experience where you can relate because you can see my facial expressions. You just know what's going on more. But I do appreciate everyone who has been tuning in even without having that, you know, full video experience. Every time I go on and I see that people are actually tuning in, people are listening from Ireland, from the UK, from America, from Bulgaria, from Brazil, like, wow, okay, I really do appreciate you guys, so God bless. But yeah, welcome back, I'm back, I'm better, I have a mic, I have a camera, so I'm going to be giving you guys a full experience. Life has been lifing, so I've been really busy, and, you know, that's what life will be, but I'm just happy to be back, and let's get into it. So as you can probably tell by the title of this podcast, we are going to be speaking about how to be unbothered and practicing detachment, which I feel is very important because life will have you bothered, okay? And I think, you know, I'm a person where things get to me, but it's just not worth it sometimes. It takes so much energy, it takes so much stress, and sometimes letting go is easier than holding on. So a few things to remember in being unbothered. My four tips in being unbothered would be: one, just know that, you know, you can't change people. You can't control a person. People will do what they want to do at the end of the day. The only person you are in control of is yourself. So if you can't change the person, change the person. Another tip I would give is to live in the moment. Sometimes I think we're so set on planning for the future, which, I mean, life is always about thinking ahead. But sometimes you actually have to stay in the moment and live in the future and enjoy it for what it is. And that way, you know, you're not always fussing about what if, just enjoy the now. Another tip I would give is, you know, always expect disappointment. If you expect disappointment and then you end up disappointment, you expected it. Whereas if you always hold people to a high value or you always hold things to a high value and then you get disappointed, it's going to feel like the world comes crushing down. But if you just honestly expect disappointment, then disappointment is going to happen. The fourth tip that I would give is, you know, things are temporary. Nothing lasts forever. Us humans, we have expiry date. Food has an expiry date. Roses die. Things don't last forever. So if the moment you accept that things are temporary, the easier it would be when someone disappoints you or something disappoints you, because not everything is supposed to be there forever. Everything actually has a season and a point of time. So once you have these things in mind, it makes it easier to detach and it makes it easier to not be so bothered about a situation or a person. So let's get into what we can actually do to start detaching and becoming unbothered and not giving a flying F. So it's one thing to say that you want to detach, but how do you actually go about it? So I would say is identify why you think you need to detach. What really helps me in this case is maybe writing a list of pros and cons. Now, if that cons list is looking longer than the pros list, then you know that you got to let that go, okay? But yeah, no, on a serious note, like if that cons list is looking longer than the pros, then you know, okay, this is the reason why I no longer want to partake in this or whatever the case may be. And allow yourself to go through the emotions. I feel like, you know, your mental health is important. And I think the best way to deal with your mental health is allowing yourself to feel things and allow yourself to be upset. If you want to be upset, allow yourself to isolate and just, you know, be away from people if that's what you need to do, or be with people. People like to rejuvenate or feel better, you know, different ways. People are extroverts, people are introverts, whatever works for you. What works for me is I like to be by myself. Any slight inconvenience, sorry, everybody else gotta go. I am dealing with this on my own. Yeah, allow yourself to be upset, write a list, and if that cons list is long, then you know, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so unserious. Another thing that you could do to learn to detach is accepting that there is no such thing as closure, depending on, the circumstance. But more time, I feel like there's actually no such thing as closure. If there's been disrespect in a situation and if a person doesn't feel, that you're important enough to communicate why and such happened, then you honestly have to take that closure for yourself. I've had to learn that the hard way, and sometimes I've gone with the it is what it is route. That is my closure. It is what it is, Omo, I literally just say Omo and keep it pushing, because I feel like the more we try and chase explanations of why did this person do this to me and da 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 da, it just makes it longer. And I want to actually do a separate episode on this, but it just makes our healing process longer because we're looking for excuses to fill our ego as to why a person did such and such. Sometimes you just have to accept that it is what it is and keep pushing and stop chasing closure, because that delays your healing process. I'm not going to go into that too tough because I actually want to make, a podcast episode on closure and all that, but except sometimes there's actually no such thing as closure, and take it for what it is and keep it pushing. Another thing I would say is journal. I will always preach about journaling because journaling helps me so much. I really like to, the moment I go to, a big event in my life, a small event, whatever the case may be, I always like to write it down so I can reflect and see how I felt in that moment. And I don't know, it's just some kind of release because I feel like I just have so much in my head sometimes. To write it down makes me feel better. So I definitely say journal and reflect. If you guys are not journaling, what are you doing? If you guys honestly feel that you have so much going on in your head, get a pen and paper, get a dedicated journal. It helps so much and it's a form of growth. I will always like amp up journaling because it's the best thing that I've ever done. And I have been doing it since I was young, but it's good to start now. If not now, then when? You know what I mean? I would also say, and a way to detach is to also set healthy boundaries for yourself. So, my favorite thing to do if someone has offended me sometimes is take time to distance myself from that person. Distance. I need to take time to distance myself from that person. Depending on what it is, sometimes give yourself a 30, what is it, the 30-day silent treatment, depending on who it is. Like maybe not speak to them for 30 days. I'm not gonna lie, it's hard sometimes not to speak to someone for 30 days. But depending on the disrespect, you can actually go days without speaking to someone. But sometimes I think it's very important to set boundaries when people disrespect you, so they know that, oh my gosh, if I do this again, this she's going to react this way or he's going to react this way. That way that if they really care for you, they will respect your boundaries and make sure not to cross it again. So I say definitely set boundaries. It's very important because people will always, if you allow people to do a certain thing, they will keep doing it. They don't care. So you need to be putting yourself in your own best interest because people only look out for themselves. So make sure you look out for yourself, because if you're not looking out for yourself, you're going to end up hurt and that person's going to be fine. You're going to be crying, you're going to be stressing, and that person is literally chilling, not caring. Okay? So set healthy boundaries for yourself so people learn not to F with you. Okay? I also wanted to say, don't be afraid if you fall into old habits. Sometimes to pick up a new habit, it takes like what you need for you to do it 27 times to keep doing something before it becomes, natural for you to do it. So if you do fall into old habits, that's okay. You're only human and forgive yourself for it. But just know it's how you come out of a situation, not you dwelling on something. How you pick up yourself from situation is shows that you have resilience and you're putting yourself in your best interest. So I would say, take time for yourself. You are your number one. People look out for themselves, so I think it's important that you look out for you. Your mental health is important, your health is important, your mindset is important. And if you really want to practice not giving an F and being unbothered, you need to be all about you. Like you need to care about you. You need to be your number one. And I would say, take time, do not speak to whoever, or do not partake in whatever you're trying to detach from. And if you do sometimes slip up, it happens. Forgive yourself and keep going on your journey of detachment. Something that makes you happy, do something that you can pass time doing, pick up a hobby. For me, that is like gym. I haven't been going to gym in a long time, so but I do home workouts. That is gym. I like to just put on music and dance. That is like my, if it's not sleeping, that is my release. Just to do something that makes me happy and makes me just feel like No one matters right now but me. So whatever that is for you, find it and do it. That way it just makes you not think about whatever is stressing you too tough. And it works. It really does. And I would advise it because it works for me. Hopefully it can work for you. So we're talking about detachment, but how do we even know if we are attached to begin with? So the signs for me is like you feel vulnerable around that person. You feel like, you know, sometimes you feel like you can be yourself. Sometimes you feel like you can't fully be yourself. It's kind of weird. It depends on the relationship, but you just feel vulnerable. Sometimes you feel like you are giving more than you are getting back. And it just is like, it's hard because you care. And I'd also say, if you genuinely feel like you're attached, if you have to question that you are attached, then maybe you are attached. And you know, you're attached if that person, you know, how that person texts or how that person responds determines your mood. Yeah, that's how you definitely know if you're attached. Just anything that they do can trigger you. That's how you know, yeah, I need to take a step back. And I'm that type of person as well who, when I see that, you know, I'm attaching to someone a little more than I should, I take a step back because I know that's when disaster happens. Like sometimes even with friendships, like I need to remember to put people on the pedestal that they're putting me on and not put them on a higher scale. And I'm just like down there in their scale. So just be self-aware sometimes. And yeah, you'll know if you're attached if sometimes you're doing more than what you're getting back and you just feel vulnerable. And you feel like you can be yourself, but sometimes you feel like you can't be yourself. So if you are having to question, am I attached? Then you're attached. And if that person can have an effect on your mood, 100% you are attached, okay? I can tell you that for free. You don't need to go to a therapist to hear that. I'll tell you for free, okay? So I did mention it briefly, but in order for you to, you know, sometimes understand if, you know, it's easy for you to detach, some people have it harder to detach and some people have it easier to detach. And this comes down to your attachment styles. So studying psychology, I know that there's four different attachment styles. There is secure, there's anxious, there's avoidant, and there's disorganized. So they basically did an experiment with babies where the parents were playing with the kids and then the parents would leave the room. So different babies had different attachment styles. Some babies, when the parents returned, so the secure babies, when the parents returned, they seemed fine. Some babies, when the parents returned, they didn't even want to look at the parent. But let's get into each individual attachment style and maybe you can see which one that you fit into. So people with a secure attachment style, their parents met their needs emotionally and physically. So how this transcends into their future relationships is that they're able to communicate effectively. They don't really have trust issues. Like everything for the most part is healthy because they have that healthy love. So they know how to give that healthy love back and they know when they're not getting that healthy love. So with avoidant attachment styles, your parents were there, but they kind of left you to fend for yourself. And so, you know, you had to kind of mature quickly and this would then translate. But when it gets to your future relationships, you know, you're independent, you have trust issues. You kind of just want to do things for yourself because you feel like, you know, you can't really trust your partner because you feel like that's what happened when you were younger. You couldn't really trust your parents to be parents because you had to kind of mature and do things for yourself. So in your future relationships, that will translate. So it's a bit avoidant, like, you know, you have love to give, but then you don't want to get hurt. I would say I kind of translate to that, but anyway. So people with this avoidant attachment style usually like to spend most of their time alone. They feel like if they let people in that they're going to get hurt. They also feel like they have to have people at arm's length because they might expect disappointment. And this is also in friendships, not just, you know, romantic relationships. So if you have this, then you have an avoidant attachment style. And I feel like with people with this attachment style, sometimes it is easier for them to detach because they kind of expected it to happen. It may be hard, but it is easier than someone who probably has a disorganized attachment style. Now, for someone with an anxious attachment style, their needs were completely neglected and abuse probably took place, more than likely took place in the household when they were younger. And how this would now come about when they're older is that they have a low self-esteem. They don't feel like they're worth being loved, and they're clingy. They probably have so much love to give, and they don't know when they are being, they don't know when someone is being genuine with them. So these people may be in abusive relationships because they feel like that is a form of love, but it's not really. And it's sad because I've seen people in relationships like that where they deserve so much better and they're getting the bare minimum and they're getting something that is so rubbish, but they are just happy to be there. And that's because, when they were younger, parents or whoever who is supposed to be giving them the most love didn't give them that. So when they grow older, they don't know what it's like to truly love themselves. So, and I think that's why it's important to love yourself, because when you love yourself, you know what you deserve. But these people, clearly, they don't love themselves as much because someone hasn't loved them to know what love is. So they would be clingy and they would be insecure, but they would still want to be there because at least they are getting some sort of affection or attention. So the last attachment style is disorganized, and these people more than likely had abuse, maybe physical, sexual, just any form of abuse when they were growing up. And when they grow up, they start to self-harm, maybe drug abuse. They don't know what love really is because they just don't trust anyone. I think they're more avoidant and trust issues amped up. And yeah, it's bad. But these people literally will grow up sometimes, which is so sad, killing themselves because the abuse that they endured during childhood, it still plays a part on their life as they get older. So that's why I think loving your children, when a child is born, their environment is everything and it shapes you to become who you are when you're older. Your childhood just doesn't disappear. So knowing your attachment style will really help you in engaging in future relationships. So if you had any of the last three, anxious, avoidant, or disorganized, I think it's very important to go to therapy sometimes, because you can just explain that to someone and you can get some help and learn to love you. And so when, if you do, I'm sure you would want to get in a relationship and just even your friendships, it will just help you become better and have a healthier life, which I think is important. And so when you do have children, you can give them what you didn't have. So I think therapy is important sometimes, and a lot of people are scared to do it, but I think it will help. So my advice to you guys, if you are trying to detach from something or someone, is just know that there is always something better. If you are looking at a situation right now and you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's not going to get better than this, it is. And if you're young, you haven't even met the person that is going to give you the utmost love. Like, you haven't even had your best years yet. So don't dwell in a situation that's not serving you or it's shit because you think that you're not going to get better. You will. Okay? And just do things that make you happy. My favorite thing to do is change my hair, glow up, like glow up again, change yourself. I've lived so many different lives. Like, I've died and I've given myself, well, not me, God has given me new life again. And it's just like sometimes things need to happen for you to have a new chapter, a new season. And the one thing I've had to accept is life is seasons. It's like season one, season two, and you're changing, you're becoming a different person. There's different people in the storyline, there's different people in the plot. So you need to just understand that's what life is. Life is a movie, like people would say. And there's different seasons to it, there's different chapters. And understand as well, like, the person or the thing that you are detaching from will try and make a reoccurring appearance, okay? But boo, tomatoes, tomatoes, go away. You don't belong here anymore. I'm the main character and you just can't be in here anymore. But yeah, just do something, glow up, go to the gym, do your hair, do something that just makes you feel like a brand new, better you. And just realize that these things happen. It's not nice sometimes, but it is life. And just putting yourself at number one and valuing yourself, then people will treat you of that value. And if you are someone who's struggling with detachment, and you've had an abusive childhood, which now in your relationships you don't know how to go about that, I think definitely speaking to someone or going to therapy will help you with that situation. But yeah, being unbothered and just putting yourself in your best interest, thinking about your future and thinking about living in the moment, but also thinking for your future self. That's when you think of the best version of yourself, doing what you want to do, just doing things to get to being that person. But yeah, so my beautiful people, I just want to let you know that the power is in your hands and you can do all things with Christ that strengthens you. Sometimes things are harder in our power, and I think it's best when I feel weak, I honestly pray. When people disappoint me, I pray, and it's hard and sometimes I don't want to, but it really heals and I just feel fit for another day and that I can take on the world again. But I absolutely love you guys and I'm so grateful. And I hope you guys enjoy this video podcast. It's been stressed because I'm recording on here with my laptop and my camera's acting up. But I'm gonna edit this so it looks smooth and it just whatever. But I absolutely love you guys. I hope you enjoy this episode and tell me guys what you think. Do you prefer these video podcasts or should I just keep it on just talking? Anyways, let me know. Love you and leave you like always. Mwah. Thanks for listening. Bye.